The Dow is up 404 points right now, and Phil Vitale is on line 7. Hi, Phil Vitale, restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. How are you?
I'm good, John Williams. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. Normally you come into the studio. Are you working from home today as well?
I am working from home today. I have a nice view of the desolation outside, and at least it's sunny. But yes, I was out this morning to get my newspaper, which, thank you, was on the driveway.
I was
at 7
so pleased. My Tribune was out front today, and I thought, I know the lady that drives around early in the morning dropping off the papers, and God bless her. She got the job done today, man. That was amazing.
And I took my dog for a extremely efficient walk.
Yeah, Daisy went outside this morning on the back, and she pretty much looked at us and said, yeah, it's not happening. Nope, I'm coming back.
No, sure. My dog seemed to know exactly what needed to be done and how little time she had to do it. So she assumed the position like that.
What? How unusual is it that this many restaurants are closed, and what are you hearing about restaurant closures?
There are tons. The obvious answer is the weather. The longer answer is a lot of people who work in restaurants, especially in the back of the house, have a long way to go sometimes to get to work, and they can't get there. And, you know, I don't care how good your waiter is, if you can't get those dishes washed, you don't have a restaurant. Also, it's dangerous. So a lot of restaurants preemptively closed, just dozens of dozens, oddly enough. Up until early evening yesterday, I was thinking I was going to have to come downtown because I had tickets for tonight's performance of Hamilton.
Hamilton, that's right. I got the blast this morning. Hamilton's not going to perform this evening.
They shut it down, which is, which was a very nice thing to do, really. I had a reservation at a restaurant for pre-theater dinner. They called apologetically and said, we will not be open. This morning, the restaurant I reserved as a backup called me and said, yeah, we're not going to be open because now that the theaters are closing, there's no business, so we're not going to be open either. The only Loop restaurant I know for sure is wide open is Miller's Pub on Wabash.
Really?
Other places are keeping it closed. I know more restaurants that are closed than are open. But I know a few that are still open. Girl and the Goat is open tonight. Oh, yeah. And given the number of cancellations they've undoubtedly had, if you've always wanted to get into Girl and the Goat and haven't been able to get in,
right,
tonight is the night.
That is a nice little tip there. Pick the 3-star, 4-star restaurant that you've always wanted to go to, and you'll pay for it. But usually you can't even get in on short notice. This would be a night to experiment. In fact, it's restaurant week. This is a kick right in the teeth of that thing.
Oh, this is a kick in the teeth for restaurant week. Even the people who made it into work probably aren't going out to lunch. And the restaurants that are even open, I can't imagine them doing a whole lot of business. I feel really bad about that for them. They had a nice weekend, from all reports I've heard. But since Monday, it's been too cold, and Thursday is going to be better, but not going out to dinner better, just staying alive better.
I don't ever remember this many things like this closing. There I was soft pedaling the cold yesterday, and then Jen said here in Traffic Central, she says, I'm just reading this now. Lou Malnati's will stop delivery last night, I think it was, right, Jen, after like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and they're doing that again tonight. Like 8 p.m., I think, is the last order.
That's the email I got. They're closing at 8. They're stopping delivery at 8 o'clock.
And that to me, and then I started to panic. I went, now, wait a minute. If I can't order a Lou's, I understand that the restaurants don't want a staff and it's cold and so forth, but that's why we then hunker in and Lou Malnati's will deliver me a pizza. But that's not fair to the delivery guy or the guy that's got to get there and cook the pizza, right?
Well, it's a very dangerous time to get a flat tire or have car trouble.
Yeah.
And the car has to start in order to deliver the pizza. Yeah. So I think those two factors, and also you have employees that have to get home at some point. And do you want to be sending them out on the way home at 11 o'clock, or do you want to let them get home when it's when it might be a little less difficult to get back home.
Yeah.
And we're talking people who are need to take public transportation sometimes, maybe have to transfer buses. Lord help us all. I'm if you want a Lou Malnati's pizza, my hat's off to them because they'll bring me one. And if I have to eat at 7:30, fine. That one Lou to go. I will have. I can always put it in the oven and hold it at that temperature till 9 if I'm desperate to eat at 9 o'clock.
Do you have a favorite Chicago pizza?
Among the deep dishes, I'm a Lou guy through and through. My history: my wife and I held our wedding rehearsal dinner at the original Lou Malnati's in Lincolnwood.
Well, there now that's all the answer a person needs. My favorite video of the last week was a tweet somebody put out, and it's real cold. There's a guy standing at his health stop, and he's eating a slice of pizza. I don't know why. Maybe it was lunchtime. He grabbed a slice, whatever. But he's standing at the health stop, eating a slice of pizza. It's real cold, but it's got one of those overhead lamps overhead.
Ah.
So in between bites, he's holding his slice of pizza up in the air. and then he's chewing, and then he brings it down. And then the tweet was just like, how we winter in Chicago. You know, we're getting it done, baby. We're going to get through this thing.
That is impressive. That is really impressive.
Hey, listen, you stay warm. I got to go, but come into the studio when it's warmer and you're working your regular shift, and we'll talk more restaurants next week, okay?
Happy to do it.
Okay, thank you, Phil Vitale.
Sure thing.
Read him online, chicagotribune.com/dining. They put out a print edition of that Tribune, and you can find his feature reviews in Wednesday's edition as well as throughout the week.